Wow, blockbusters. What a day in the offseason of the NFL. One guy not going anywhere, Aaron Rodgers staying in Green Bay, and one guy going somewhere which has 49ers fans rejoicing, Russell Wilson leaving the NFC West, going to the Denver Broncos. All of it broken down on today's Winky Wednesday.
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker with you here at BD Peacock at Eric underscore Crocker. Thanks for making us your first listen on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You know what day it is. This is a Winky Wednesday and a ton going on, so let's not waste any time. Let's bring on today's guest.
Nicholas Winkler, come on down.
Woo! What a day to be recording a Winky Wednesday. Aaron Rodgers staying in Green Bay. Russell Wilson traded to the Denver Broncos. There's tons of other news. There's some listener questions that we probably won't be able to get to now that I thought we'd be talking about on today's podcast. So we'll push those into later in the week. Apologies in advance not getting to your questions yet, but keep them coming. At BD Peacock, at Eric underscore Crocker. We will get to your questions because guess what? We're here with you every stinking day.
Every day.
Wink.
Woo!
Your thoughts. Let's start with Aaron Rodgers.
It's a lot of money. They haven't confirmed MVPs, the money, right?
They haven't confirmed the amount.
You know it's going to be a lot.
Pat
right?
McAfee and Aaron Rodgers himself said the reports about the money are wrong.
Right.
So what does it mean? So here's my theory on the report. I think it got leaked to, you know, the leakers, the bomb droppers.
The Scheffners and the
Rapoport. Yeah, they all got the same leak, which was it's a contract, $50 million per year, up to 4 years. But I think some of those years might be void years. So maybe it's not actually a $200 contract where it's $50 million for 4 years. Maybe it's a two-year, $100 million contract with a couple of void years slapped on there to help out the salary cap situation or something like that. That's what I have a feeling is going on. But we'll see, because how do you have a $50 million per year contract that is team-friendly, right?
Mm-mm. Hey, real quick, everyone always talks about when the baseball players get signed, it's like, I want my son to play baseball. Go play baseball, kids. No, go play quarterback in the NFL, because that baseball contract is like $300 million over like 15 years. You know, like this, we're talking about Rodgers potentially signing a 4-year, $200 million deal.
But those baseball deals are guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
All but baseball, of them.
I mean, quarterback, I feel like if you're a quarterback, it's pretty much guaranteed. Unless you just stink.
I saw some huge guaranteed numbers, too, for Rodgers, too. Again, not confirmed, but I was seeing like 120. I saw a 140 report. Like, that's a lot of money.
150. Ooh. Well, what was Josh Allen's guarantee? Josh Allen was guaranteed a lot of money.
That's true.
How many guarantees were in that? Because isn't Patrick Mahomes supposed to start getting $50 million at some point really soon, too?
That's crazy.
He signed a baseball contract. It was really, like my whole 12 kids. Years. But like, yeah, it was something wild. Like half a billion dollars, but
it was a baseball contract.
Yeah.
Have your kids grow up to be Patrick Mahomes. Easy.
Yeah. He probably could have played Aaron baseball Rogers. If he wanted to as well, and he chose football. So there you go. That's Kyler true. Murray chose football.
How bummed is
a lot
Jordan
of people
Love
were curious
now?
About the Kyler Murray thing, but when he signed, I mean, if he would have went to baseball, I think he was supposed to play with the Stockton Ports.
Shout out to
209
Stockton Ports. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 209. You know, he was supposed to be with the Stockton Ports. He would have only made like $5 million over the first 3 years, and obviously, you know, once he gets bumped up to the major leagues, and then you have to be a guy to get the big bucks. And maybe he would have, maybe he would have been great, but it's not like he's a pitcher. I don't think he's a power hitter, you know, unless he ends up being like Mookie Betts or something out there in the center field. It takes a lot to get the big bucks as a baseball player, as opposed to coming into the NFL guaranteed as the number one overall pick. You're getting 30 something million guaranteed off rip. Then if you're just good from there, you're going to just you pave the way for whatever you want for the rest of your career.
Yeah.
If you at least get that first big contract.
Yeah, quarterback, number one pick, it makes some sense. And I think there was some bonus money on top of it he could have had with baseball that doesn't factor into his, you know, his yearly salary would have gone down. He'd have been a minor leaguer and he'd still be in the minor leagues right now. You know, when he's been playing professional football for multiple seasons. So, but yeah, if you're going to play football, play quarterback.
That's the way to do it.
that's pretty clear at this point. And especially with the rules now to protect guys from getting hit as much, too. You can play till you're 45 years old. So the path to the NFC Championship got a little bit easier because we know the Packers and Aaron Rodgers already aren't a roadblock, right, for the 49ers. So Russell Wilson out of the division now in the NFC West. How much easier did this get? Very shockingly, BetOnline, very quickly after all of the news and stuff that broke today, BetOnline has the odds for Super Bowl winner next year. The 49ers are still fourth ahead of the Broncos and ahead of the Rams. Mm. 11-1 odds for the 49ers.
Trey Lance isn't ready, though. Trey Lance isn't ready. All that talk. Like, get out of here, man. I'm not saying he's ready to go win a Super Bowl, but dude can play some football, man. They're going to be all right.
Plug him into this system with a year under his belt, learning everything. Yeah, defense is still going to be solid. Yeah, let's go.
Well, I think the way that they're looking at it is, even if you're not necessarily, quote-unquote, ready to just be like this amazing quarterback for the 49ers, you have a good enough team. They've proven to be able to kind of, I don't want to say carry a quarterback, but, you know, when things are kind of cooking around them, it makes it a little easier if you're the quarterback of the 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, when you hear Fred Warner saying that Trey Lance made them better as a defense in practice, like, that's enough for me. I'm good. I'm sold. The kid's ready. Let's go.
Wink, is this the best possible scenario for the 49ers and the trading of Jimmy Garoppolo today to have Aaron Rodgers stay so he's not going to one of those quarterback needy teams? The one quarterback that does move in a blockbuster trade is Russell Wilson getting out of the NFC West, and now there's still a bunch of teams that need quarterbacks. Do you think this was a good day for the 49ers? How good of a day was it for the Niners for the Jimmy Garoppolo trade market and for the path for young Trey Lance to go beat Aaron Rodgers, beat the Packers, and go make a Super Bowl for the 49ers?
I mean, obviously, that's all good news, right? I mean, you want it to be a very small market where there's only a couple of guys that teams actually want, and Jimmy Garoppolo could be one of those guys. So when Aaron Rodgers isn't going anywhere and then Wilson's already gone, like, yeah, that's great for the 49ers, not to mention that Russell Wilson is gone from the NFC West. I mean, any fan of the 49ers over the last decade has to be so relieved today that this guy is gone from the division, that you don't have to play him twice every single year. Yeah, you're going to play him this upcoming year with Denver, but he is not two times a year every year. And I mean, you look at his record, the guy has done very well against the 49ers. So it's one of those glory, glory days. Like, yes, Russell Wilson.
And with Seattle, I feel like there was something about it, like, just going up there, or the Seahawks coming and Pete Carroll chewing his gum all hard, looking stupid. I hate that. Even though he is a ULP guy, you know what I'm saying? 209. But there was everything about the Seahawks and Russell Wilson and the way he was and all that. And awesome player. Like, when I removed my 49er cap, but I can appreciate his greatness for what he is. But gosh, did you see Trent Williams, his responses to it?
No, what'd he say?
Trent Williams and Nico Suave, a.k.a. Jimmy Ward. So Jimmy Ward's comment was first, and he said, yes, sir. Like, he put the little eyes. And then Trent Williams was like, he said something like, oh, man, like, you will not be missed by, like, something along those lines. I can't remember the exact quote. But, you know, guys are happy to see him leaving the NFC West. And look at the first game they played, you know, with Trey Lance. That game, they really was kind of supposed to lose. And I think it was clear that Seahawks weren't really great right now. And obviously, Trey Lance got kind of thrown into that situation, trying to find his way. But even then, for them to win, remember, Russell Wilson did some magical stuff, spun out of like two sacks and threw a touchdown blind. Another one, he scrambled for like a 20-yard touchdown run. And that ultimately was the reason why
they won.
That's what
he does.
It was him.
That's Russell Wilson. That's why I'm glad he's going to be gone.
And he saved his magic for the 49ers last year, and they were bad.
Always does. Really bad.
Yeah, against everybody else, they suck. But against the 49ers, it's like, here we go.
All right. Nobody's going to be sad to see Russell Wilson leaving the NFC West on this podcast, or most of the people listening to this podcast. Let's talk a little bit more about what this does to the NFC West and the Seattle Seahawks, and how it changes how things are going to go this offseason as well, because this is a huge domino to have fallen and how it affects the 49ers. But really, there's another direction this thing could go. So don't start throwing parties yet about how bad the Seattle Seahawks are going to be. But if you do throw a party, you know what you should have at that party? Built Bars. That's right. They've had in the past. I don't know if they still have it, but the birthday cake flavor of Built Bar, by the way, I think they might be sold out of that one. Who knows? Maybe it'll come back sometime soon for your 49ers fans to enjoy and celebrate the packing and leaving of Russell Wilson out of the NFC West. And have you heard of Built Bar Puffs? Well, if you haven't, you better check them out because they are the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. Fluffy, marshmallowy, not just a protein bar. They are a treat. Cinnamon churro puff, coconut marshmallow, banana cream pie. So good and covered in 100% real chocolate, just like most all Built Bars are. A low-calorie, high-protein treat. Replace all of those candy bars that are so bad for you with a better treat, a better option for you and your taste buds. Let's be honest. With Built Bars. Most Built Bars contain only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, only 4 grams of net carbs, and a whopping 17 grams of protein. So head over to Built.com right now. Find any of the classic flavors, the puffs, or new flavors popping up all the time. Built.com and promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. That is promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. You got to. So here's the other. So there's two ways the Seahawks can go right now, guys. And do you guys have a good feel about where the Seahawks are? How bad are they without Russell Wilson? And do you blow the whole thing up? Are you fielding offers for DK Metcalf, sending him packing as well? Bobby Wagner, they stole some big name players. Like, what was the Jamal Adams trade, right? If you gave up first round picks, you still only got the Jamal Adams worth of first round picks back in this trade, right? So it ends up being Russell Wilson for Jamal Adams and a couple of second round picks and Noah Fant, you know, so that's a terrible trade right there. You know, when you put those two deals together, so are you trading Jamal Adams now too? If a team's even willing to take on his contract as a safety or Croc,
don't say it.
Better have something up his sleeves. Are they going to go flip those draft picks for Deshaun Watson and get a little younger quarterback? Cause you know, people will look the other way when it comes to off field concerns with players.
Yeah, I mean, did it with guys like Frank Clark. And if I'm them, I'm definitely looking into Deshaun Watson. Can I get Deshaun Watson here in Seattle? I mean, and then now they're just back to being scary. It was like all the happiness for the 49 fans was for nothing. You know, Deshaun Watson, it's an interesting situation. From my understanding, and it's not like I've done a lot of research on it, I did hear that he's not willing to, like, settle. Or whatever, right? I think he can do something where he kind of just settles and pays some people off or whatever. He's claiming his innocence. And he's like, I'm not going that
drag
route.
Drag it out.
So we'll see how long this whole thing drags out. He may miss another year if it's not, settled anytime soon.
Yeah. The idea of – go ahead.
I was just saying, even if he does settle, the league has to have some punishments there as well. So it's not even clear.
But if he settles,
then he's admitting guilt. Yeah.
Yeah, what if he's like, no, I'm innocent of this, and I'm going to fight this, and then let's say tomorrow the news comes out, you know, he's cleared of everything, then what? So I don't think
it's like a time-served situation where they're like, you sat out last year, we'll go ahead and count that as a year suspension. You didn't bet on sports, so you can come on back. It's fine.
But what was it the Texans that were sitting him, or was that his choice? Because I feel like it was something along the lines of he didn't want to play.
No, I think the Texans were basically like, just stay away.
He was on the roster, though, so he was holding out. Like, he could have...
He was at practices.
I really thought it was the Texans just saying, like, no, we're going to go ahead and you know, not do anything until this is settled.
Remember in training camp that, you know, remember that comment?
Early on, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, the cameras were always on him, and he's like, man, why are you always filming me? It's like, well, yeah, you're got like that. 100 women coming out saying you're doing weird stuff with masseuses.
Oh, that is just an insane situation. I have no idea how that's going to end or if Deshaun Watson, because of legally or because of the league's penalties, is even going to be available to play. So who knows if that will happen anytime soon. If you take Deshaun Watson out of the equation, is now, after today's events, is Jimmy Garoppolo, Wink, is Jimmy G the best quarterback on the market that a team could go acquire right now today?
Yeah, I mean, if you take Watson out of the mix, I mean, who else is out there? You know, you're not going to be looking at, you know, guys like Andy Dalton, you know, or anybody like that. I don't even know if he's available. You know, Trubisky, Tyrod Taylor. Trubisky's a name. I mean, who's better? You know, who you look at numbers, you look at records, you look at winning, you look at guys that actually can lead a football team. Trubisky's never done that. Yeah, of course Jimmy Garoppolo is the best guy out there.
It's amazing the way people have talked about Trubisky in the last couple of weeks, just not playing at all.
They forgot.
Some people have somehow erased all of the bad because he's never played good. Mm-mm. At least Jimmy has good tape out there. Whether you like Jimmy or not, there's good tape that exists of Jimmy Garoppolo in the NFL. You can't say that about Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, but he won a lot of games somehow. And I think that's, if you want to talk about Jimmy and Trubisky, the kind of parallel there, he went to multiple playoffs. So
but he never led a team anywhere. I mean, you know, he didn't win any of those playoff games, right?
Mitch Trubisky. I was trying to do a Jimmy W type of a name for Mitch Trubisky. That's a
real quick on Watson. He was on the 53 man roster all year and was a healthy scratch every week.
There you go. Yeah.
Jimmy is the best available option for teams willing to trade. Now,
even
the thing now, but then he got this shoulder injury. Yep. So then that throws a wrench in things. Mm-hmm. I talked about kind of John Lynch kind of being blindsided by it a little bit. I think this is what I think happened. I think the 49ers, what are our options here with this? How are we going to handle this? Oh, it's fine. I'm just going to rehab, and I'll be ready to go anywhere. There won't be any surgery needed. I'll be able to kind of go through rehab during someone's OTAs, and I'll be able to throw a football. Everything will be fine, and he'll on his own. And then a couple of days before the combine, John Lynch gets the news. Oh, no, we're actually going to go the alternative route. We're going to go and get the surgery, and I won't be able to throw until July. And I think that kind of threw a wrench in some of the 49ers' plans. Because it sounds clear that they kind of wanted to get rid of him, but then it's like, well, now we have to kind of, you know, kind of work a little voodoo and kind of ease over the situation. Oh, well, you know, got plan A, plan B, plan C. We're prepared for all these. No, you weren't. You're prepared to get rid of him. And the injury to the shoulder throws everything off.
Do you think that it's Jimmy and his agent being like, look, if you get the surgery now, there's not going to be any suitors. They're just going to cut you, and you can go wherever you want. You don't have to like go where you're traded.
I don't think so, because is he going to get $27 million somewhere
That's
else?
Good point.
If he just is a free agent?
Right.
And there's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there that think he's trying to get cut. I don't think that's necessarily the case because, yeah, he probably wants to keep his salary even if he has to renegotiate something and add an extra year or whatever. He's not going to make probably as much as he makes right now in free agency, you know, just after having surgery. So for Jimmy G, he's always been in control of where he's going to go anyway, because a team is going to want to do a deal with him and restructure. So he has to agree to that. So it's not like he has a no trade clause, but the team's going to work with Jimmy and he's going to be picking his spot. And it's not like he's going to go to a bad team anyway. And a bad team's not going to be trying to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. A team that thinks they can win right now, that's already pretty good, is going to be the team that trades Jimmy Garoppolo. So I don't think it really changes much there. And I don't think Jimmy's doing it to get cut. I think Jimmy Garoppolo was just looking at the time frame and thinking, if I, you know, it's not really getting better yet, I gave it a little bit of time. And if I don't get surgery now and I'm trying to rehab and 2 months later, then I get surgery, now it pushes me out into the season and I won't be ready for training camp in July. So basically it was like, I got to have surgery right now or not have surgery at all. And I think they just thought, you know, this is a fairly minor surgery. Let's get this done. And I will have a 100% prognosis by July. I'll be ready for whatever training camp I'm in. So I think it was just a timing thing that Jimmy needed to have the surgery now or not at all. And there was not any clear evidence that the rehab was going to be enough for him. So they thought, let's just do this now and we can get it, be done with it.
If you're a team, are you trading for that? I mean, right. You know, obviously the contract and you're probably going to have to add some years to it. So, you know, there's going to be some reworking going on there. He can't throw, and maybe he doesn't need to throw. I mean, you know, maybe he doesn't need to throw during OTAs. There are only so many legit minicamp practices, but he doesn't get a chance to get like a rapport with his receivers. He doesn't get a chance to get a rapport with his coordinator or coach or whoever's calling the plays, because you don't give him a chance to really mess up. And he kind of just goes into training camp cold turkey. And we know Jimmy Garoppolo is not the best of practice quarterbacks. And there could be that element. You know, it's just a lot of it looked a little weird.
I think maybe it's kind of like that really famous actor, you know, that's like, I'm not auditioning for this. Like, no, you look at my tape. You see what I can do. Like, this is it, guys. You want me? This is what you're going to get. I don't need to throw in OTAs. But really, maybe I'm going back to this wanting to get cut thing. I know that you guys aren't feeling it. But if you look at the market and we're talking about it, he's the best available guy out there. His agent might be like, look, dude, you're going up against Marcus Mariota. Like, I can get you some cash. Yeah, you might not get to go exactly where you want to go. It might not be a team that's ready to win right now, but I can get you another $40, $50 million tacked onto this deal. Like, I can get you more money in the long run. And maybe that's the best plan for us going forward.
I think it could backfire, though. I think a team could be
100%.
Free agent, injury. Okay, we're taking the risk here. We'll give you 1 year, $10 million, but we'll have escalators in there if you play a certain amount of games.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be good for him.
Be a one-year show-me deal. I really don't think the money will be that different if he's a free agent, and I don't think the landing spot would be that different if he's a free agent. So that's why I don't think it's an issue at all, and I don't think he's trying to force anything. He's trying to get healthy for the season. That's why he had surgery now, because he needs to be ready by July. If he waited 2 months, he wouldn't be ready for camp. I think it's that simple. How bad are the Seattle Seahawks? We'll talk about that next, because that's always a fun subject here on Locked On 49ers, and they've been good for a long time. So let's revel in the misery of Seahawks fans today next. You know, I've seen a lot of stuff out there. Mina Kimes, who at ESPN, and she's, you know, a Seahawks fan, and she's like in a bad place. She's like, what do I do? Am I a Chargers fan now? And I know the Seahawks fans too have been accused of being bandwagon fans. So we'll see how full that stadium is. We'll see how many 12s there are left with no Russell Wilson, if they're a really bad football team again. But to me, like, not only did they not get good value, I feel like the Seahawks got hosed. 2 first-round picks in 2 seconds, and now you don't have a quarterback. What's the point of that? Unless you have something on tap with Russell or with Deshaun Watson, what's the point of what the Seahawks are doing right now with a 70-year-old head coach and how bad they've been at drafting and utilizing those first-round draft picks, right? So what the hell are they doing? I think the Broncos made out like bandits to get a star quarterback there and help them get over the hump, and I think the Seattle Seahawks got hosed in this whole deal.
I mean, didn't they get like, wasn't he due $40-something million or something this year? Didn't they get out from a big contract?
Remember a couple of weeks ago, I think it was Schefter that put out the report about Jimmy Garoppolo and that he would have many suitors and that his contract was relatively cheap at $25 million or something like that for a starting quarterback. I think we're starting to see why, like all the cap numbers for these quarterbacks, like Kirk Cousins, $40-something million. And Matt Ryan, I think almost $50 million. Cap number. Russell Wilson's was really getting up there and getting huge, although I think Seattle is absorbing a lot of dead money, so it's actually kind of a sweetheart deal on what Denver ends up paying, like their portion of it. I think they get a pretty dang good deal actually for Russell Wilson for what they'll be left with paying. Matt Ryan, almost $50 million, and Aaron Rodgers getting $50 million a year now apparently. So quarterback money is pretty crazy, so maybe $25 million for the 20th best starting quarterback in the NFL of Jimmy Garoppolo isn't even all that much, and a team might look at that and be like, oh, I'm cool with that right now.
But you have to make sure that you have room for that. So I think, you know, if that is going to be the case, you got to get rid of them now. I think the longer you wait, especially past the new league year, when teams start, you know, budgeting for free agents and signing guys, I think it just gets more and more difficult to trade them. So I think even with John Lynch saying, oh, yeah, you know, if we have to keep them, we prepare for that. Well, you're going to have to, because if you can't trade them by the start of free agent, and teams start spending all this money, what else can you do with him? And I guess, you know, his contract is relatively cheap compared to a lot of the other starting quarterbacks. But with the 49ers, it's like, well, when do we start everything going with our rookie quarterback? Because right now, I guess if you want to look at it, best case scenario, with the surgery, let's say Jimmy Garoppolo stays on the 49ers. It is best case scenario for Jimmy and the team to kind of see. All right. But let's say, you know, Jimmy has to miss all of OTAs, all that. Well, Trey Lance is going to get all of those reps. And if you're not seeing the progression that you would like, then it's like, well, in a month or so, we have Jimmy Garoppolo coming back for a training camp. And I guess from that standpoint, you know, they like that. But that's not ideal for Trey Lance, who needs the opportunity to not have to look over his shoulder every time he makes a mistake, because he is a young quarterback. And all those reps are valuable. And there are going to be the ups and downs and mistakes. And he has to learn and grow from it and not feel the pressure of, well, dang, every time I make a bad pass, he looks over there and sees that, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo on his nice jawline.
No, Jimmy can't. Jimmy definitely can't come back. But somebody eventually, whether the Niners have to hang on to him and it's a draft day thing and a team realizes they can't do anything in free agency, they can't make a trade, they didn't draft the guy they wanted, or the guy didn't fall to him, then they ended up making a trade then. You know, I feel like that would be the last moment the Niners could trade Jimmy G, but they would like to have that money off the books so they can do everything they need to do. I'm not worried about the deadline of the new league year because they can get under the salary cap and restructure some other people. They'll get under the cap. But, you know, there's news out there about, you know, a report that maybe the Niners are going to be in on J.C. Jackson or Stephon Gilmore. It's hard to pay those guys, too, if you have Jimmy Garoppolo, even if you do get under the cap with some of your other restructures that you pull off. I have a feeling that something's nearly imminent, like that could be happening in the next 24 hours. And we saw how quickly it was within the hour after Rodgers announced that he was staying with the Packers, boom, the Russell Wilson trade happened. And so now teams that were either calling about Rodgers, calling about Wilson, are probably thinking, okay, well, Deshaun Watson's not for us. Who's the best guy left? We just talked about it. So maybe they're hammering out a Jimmy Garoppolo trade now, and all of that can happen now that these dominoes are falling. Or maybe it takes a week. Maybe, and actually that surgery happened today, right? So maybe a team just wants to look at Jimmy's his MRIs or his pictures or whatever, or talk to the doctors. Yeah. Doctors look at him tomorrow and do their own thing just to make sure that, you know, his arm is still attached and that the surgery went well. And supposedly it did. So maybe that's just the last hurdles. The team's like, look, I just want to look at his shoulder and make sure we're cool with where it is. And our prognosis is the same as his prognosis of that 12 weeks or 16 weeks or whatever it is. And if he's good by July, we're cool. And we'll have him in the playbook studying when he's, and he should be throwing by then, just not really, you know, 100% and 100% cleared. So he'll have opportunities to throw even before July. But maybe that's just the last little bit. We got to look at his shoulder. Then let's do this thing.
So what about, you know, that whole adage of, you know, when 49ers cut somebody, they end up with Seattle, and that's why they're not going to cut him. Because they're like, well, we don't want Jimmy Garoppolo to go be a Seahawk and then play against us. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Niner fans out there listening, would you mind if Jimmy Garoppolo was on the Seahawks last year? I'd really like to know the answer to that, because there's a lot of Jimmy G haters out there.
Oh, I can tell you exactly what it is. Half of them would hate it, and half of them would love it and think that it was a good thing because it makes the Seahawks worse. I guarantee you that's what it would
be. I know one thing, though. Jimmy Garoppolo, his record says he wins a lot of games.
I would hate it.
You're always risking that, you know, especially if he goes to Seattle. Like, there is a chance that regardless of him throwing a pick or whatever, because he's going to give you a couple.
Yeah.
If the 49ers secondary can capitalize on it, he's going to give you a couple.
Dude.
But –
too soon.
He's also going to put them in position to kind of win the game down the stretch, and you have to be prepared for that. But that would be awesome, right, to kind of see Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo kind of duel it out. That would be – they'd have to have it on primetime TV.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think he's going to Washington. The Martin Mayhew connection, Niners ex-GM, they have the need. They've called about every quarterback – probably the best quarterback they can get. They've got a team that's ready to play. They got a running game. They've got a defense, and they expect that they can win. And it's a division that they can compete.
They said they called about 35 quarterbacks. Like, they called teams.
They've done work on quarterbacks.
Multiple quarterbacks on one team.
Yes.
Do the math.
And, it's and really,
what about Trey Lance? There were anybody.
Yes, that's true. Let's see what's he going for.
The Seahawks did the Niners a favor a little bit because they wouldn't send Russell Wilson to the NFC because Washington called and made an offer. And once I heard that, it sounded like, oh, the Seahawks aren't going to trade Russell Wilson, so it's done. And it was more that Russell Wilson probably didn't want Washington and Seattle didn't want to send him to the NFC. So Russ was cool with Denver and Seattle was cool with sending him to the AFC. And that's why that deal was able to happen. So that still leaves things open for Garoppolo. So, you know, the Colts, maybe. I think the Saints are back in this thing, hearing more about the Saints and Jimmy G. And I thought Jimmy G with Sean Payton would have been a nice little fit, you know. But after Sean Payton, it was like, I don't know what direction they're going to go in, but they've kept the same coaching staff pretty much in New Orleans. So Saints, I'd probably put second behind, although they got a cap situation that's tough. But restructure, you can do just about anything with restructures these days. So I don't know what that would end up looking like.
I think that would be an ideal spot for him.
Yeah,
you know, I like their organizational structure that they have there. I think that would be a good spot for Jimmy. And when I've been doing these mock drafts and stuff, and it's like you want to give them a receiver because all they have is Mike Thomas and maybe Callaway, but it's like, God damn, who's throwing them the football? And then I just keep seeing that video, that image of Jameis Winston dancing on one leg with the torn ACL with the crutches. Did y'all see that video?
Yeah.
That with the lights flickering and stuff. And he's like, I'm just like, man, they got to do something at quarterback. Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo is the answer.
Yeah. It seems like Winston is is going to be the answer for them, but you don't feel great about it. I think Carolina could maybe be it for Jimmy G. I still think
Pittsburgh
is number one. Yeah, Pittsburgh's up there, probably two or three after Washington. So there's still plenty of suitors out there, plenty of teams that are looking for quarterbacks. Which one of them, when that thing spins, when does it land on Jimmy G? And that could happen. It could be happening right now. Can we check? Because this happened to me earlier with the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. The moment we finished recording, talking about Aaron Rodgers and now what are the Broncos going to do? And all of a sudden there's this massive Russell Wilson trade to the Broncos. So we ended up doing two podcasts on the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. Go check that one out and make it your second listen, by the way, after you make Locked On 49ers your first listen every day. Nope.
He's still a Niner.
Not traded as of... What day is it? Tuesday evening. So we'll see if
it says successful shoulder surgery. That's the latest update for him.
The latest, yes. Successful shoulder surgery and hopefully a successful trade coming up in the next couple of days here for Jimmy Garoppolo. A lot more dominoes to fall. We'll have it covered for you. Thanks for making us your first listen. Wink, thanks for joining us once again here.
My pleasure, guys.
And guys, don't forget for your second listen, not only the Peacock and Williamson NFL show daily, but Eric Crocker co-hosting the Locked On NFL Draft podcast, talking about the NFL draft every single day. Will the 49ers have an extra pick in that draft sometime soon? I don't know. Croc and I will talk about it coming up tomorrow right here. Locked On 49ers.
See you.